So today is a very exciting and special day. You know, for leading up to this, I was thinking Tim's big day, Tim's big day. And then the Lord said, no, this is the church's big day. Amen. Right? And I was like, wow, it is. So Tim and Megan, can you guys please come up? Pastor Brian and Harrison, Pastor Pat. And where is... Oh, Jason and Harry. So we are, as a church, as a body, we are blessed to recognize Tim, a man that God has called to be an elder, a pastor. He's anointed him. And actually, we don't do anything. We just get the privilege of acknowledging what God is already doing. For some of you that have been around for a while, you kind of wonder, like, how come as soon as Tim came to our church, he's like on the worship team and he's a board member? And well, because really what you don't know is almost from the very beginning, Tim has been assisting Perfect Love. He was at Calvary Chapel Yuma for a while, for like 3 years. He was assisting me with our website and just a lot of different things. Tim and I met in seminary, and we would have discussions actually about the move and the work and the power of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, he was super smart. We were in Greek class, and he could understand it, and it's like, for me. But he would like to listen to me, and it was just like kind of a trip, you know. And I told Kim, I was like, man, this dude, he just likes to listen to me. And she said, well, you're old. I was like, okay. She's like, you're like, you know stuff. I was like, okay. Well, I don't know if that's an insult or... Anyway, so when they moved to Yuma, they started going to Calvary Chapel Yuma right around the time the senior pastor transitioned. They had a new pastor. And so at school one night, Tim came and talked to me. He said, you know, I'm telling you something. I haven't even told my wife yet. And he was still trying to work out what we would say. God spoke to me by the Holy Spirit. But coming from his background where God doesn't speak, he was kind of still trying to work this out. And he was like, I think, you know, God is calling me to be a pastor, but a Calvary Chapel pastor. And for me, it was a word of knowledge and a spoken prophecy. I was like, cool. But I didn't know what part I would get to play in that prophecy. Amen. And so it's come around full circle where I'm actually getting to be the one to use the platform God has given me to ordain. Tim. And so in Titus, for qualified elders, Paul writes to Timothy, says, for this reason I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking and appoint elders in every city as I commanded you. Tim knows when he got here, there were a lot of things that were in order. If a man is blameless, that is not sinless, but blameless, a husband of one wife, that is a one-woman man, having faithful children, not accused of dissipation, and insubordination. I personally do not believe that means children that are believers in Christ, because if God doesn't make you believe in him, I definitely cannot make my kids believe in him. But how do you handle their disobedience? And they're pretty good parents. I wish they'd have been around when my kids were little. Faithful steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine. You don't drink, do you? No, just saying. You don't hang out. I drink too much.
Unless you can't coffee.
Not violent, not greedy for money, but hospitable. A lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled, holding a faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able, by sound doctrine, both to encourage and convict those who contradict. And all of those qualities... Tim does have, Megan has, and they are growing in them as we all grow. I mean, our discipling never ends. And so just seeing him grow, one of the tests for me is, how does a person take correction and how do they take no? And I've had to do that with Tim, and he's always accepted it, you know? And it's like, good. God is definitely have his hand upon you. And praise God. So, Pat, you want to say something?
Good morning, everyone. It's a joy for my wife and I, Pam, wave, to be here. Daryl and I have developed a friendship over the last half a dozen years or so. And in that process, God has begun to build this church, Calvary Chapel Perfect Love, and has, in answer to prayer, for a long time, God has been raising up faithful men to minister to the flock, to come alongside and hold this guy's arms up.
The crooked arm. Yeah.
Still a good arm, you know. And pass it on. And as pastors, I'm sure, you know, Brian, you experienced this. I certainly have. You have, that God brings us quality people, and they're raised up, and they begin bearing fruit, and then they get a call. You know, and I've had it out with the Lord a few times on that. You know, Lord, why? We put all this into, and now they're going to plant a church or moving to another area. But I had to learn early that we don't own anybody. We are to be good stewards of all that God has given us. And in order to bear fruit, seeds often have to be scattered. They have to be planted. And so my first assistant pastor and head of children's ministries decided to go to the Philippines, to be a missionary in the Philippines. I said, what? You know, what? And that mattered. It was to him what, and it was to God. Now what do I do? And it seemed like as soon as he made that decision, three or four others popped up, and the ministry grew. And so part of what we're doing here this morning is recognizing, like Daryl said, that God has a call on this man and his wife. And it's a holy call. It's a sacred call. It's one that has great responsibility. And Daryl shared a few things out of Titus, and I'll briefly just share a few things out of 1 Timothy chapter 4. And in these first few verses of 1 Timothy 4, we're going to just pick it up at verse 12. There's about a dozen things that every pastor should use as a checklist sometimes. You know, you take your vitamins in the morning, and, you know, and look in the mirror. I don't have much anymore. It's good. But these are the things that we're called to do. And these are the things you can be praying for Tim, for Daryl, for Brian, for myself, for anybody that's in ministry, for the children's ministry, the helpers, for the ushers, for anybody who's serving at all. But particularly in the work of a pastor, in verse 12, Paul says to Timothy, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers. So you might be a young guy, but let that not be a focus. Don't show off like you're a young guy, and don't whine because you're a young guy. No, let your example be what helps others determine who you are. Not your youth, but your example. And he gives us the list, and he says, be an example in the word. Be an example by what you say, public and private. Guard your tongue. It's the first thing. The next thing is be an example in your conduct, how you conduct your life, what you do. The first one was what you say and how you say it. This is how you give it out. Next, in love, be an example in love, in how love manifests itself. The fruit of the Spirit is love. And as one who is to be a shepherd, guard your heart from being offensive to others. I mean, sometimes we have to be correct others, but sometimes we can get an attitude, because how many of us have an attitude? You know, and the attitude shows, well, as a pastor and as a minister, you got to guard that, because you're called to agape. And love endures all things. So, love. In spirit, be an example in spirit. And we can look at that as being filled with the Holy Spirit, but also the character of the Holy Spirit, and the work of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is our comforter. You know, he's the one that comes alongside. And as a pastor, as a minister of the gospel, that's what you're to be an example of one who comes alongside and brings comfort and guidance. In faith is the next one. Crams all of these in a couple of verses. But in faith, and faith here would probably refer to the exercise of the gifts that have been given him for ministry. So faithfully fulfill that. And it, you know, you can be given gifts and sometimes you don't, you're just done. You're wiped out. And that's where the step of faith has to come. Because Lord, you've given this. You've demonstrated it before. This is you. Get me out of the way. Walk in faith. Be pure. He talks about purity. And this includes not only the whole intense wave of sexual impurity that's going on around us, but it also talks about the integrity of your heart towards the Lord, towards your bride, and towards those that you're shepherding. Then in verse 13, he says, give attention to three things. Give attention to reading God's word. Amen. So you yourself, and all of us know as believers, we got to be in God's word. Not just to preach, but to be in his word and let his word be soaking into each of you. And then if you're doing that, proclaim the word of God. So give attention to proclaiming it, telling others, sharing it with others. And then the third point there is give attention to teaching the word of God and holding to sound doctrine. But you got to be in the word first, you know, and you've got to be having that being yours and speaking out to others. And then the teaching. And God will lay that foundation. He wraps the section up by saying, don't neglect your gifts, especially the gift of Christ in you. Don't neglect that. Keep that joy in your heart. Meditate on these things and give yourself entirely to them. And the goal in the end of verse 15 is that your progress may be evident to all. And so that's our prayer for both you and Megan, that you would be growing in all of the things that God has for you, that he would give you both great strength and great peace and great love for him and great love for each other and great love for your family. And great love for your flock, wherever that might be, in whatever situation that might be. So we're excited for what God's doing in your life, Tim and Megan.
Yeah.
We love you. All right.
I'm gonna say a big brand.
Well, you know, there's a part here, there's a tradition that I was told. No. There's a tradition. Because these guys were like hippies or whatever they were back in the day. So Calvary Chapel has tradition of, you know, suits and ties, shorts, Hawaiian shirts, flip-flops.
Slippers.
And so we have a... flag nice. For you, for ordination. Says the certificate of ordination is to certify that Timothy James Northup is duly ordained by Calvary Chapel Perfect Love, Spring Valley, California, as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's awesome.
He has completed all studies and has met all the requirements of this body for recognition of such office. Further, by right of ordination of this date, he is duly ordained to perform all ministerial functions without limit, as accorded by the laws of the land, in compliance with the ordinances of God's holy church set forth in the Holy Bible. Mm-hmm. We now pray for the God's divine blessing and the power of the Holy Spirit upon him. Amen. So we will lay hands on you. You want to pray, Brian?
Yeah, I will. Let's get a good group picture, though. I think we're going to be able to see you, Kim. Okay.
I got a name plaque.
Yeah, I'd love to pray. Lord, we thank you for this time, Lord, and we're only identifying that which you have done. And what has been done in heaven, we now agree as you agree upon earth. And we thank you, Lord. We've seen his anointing touch all our lives, Lord, and just both him and Megan's love for you and love in the Spirit for the body of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit and the worship and his words and their service, Lord, and lifting up Daryl's hands over and over again. And Lord, we thank you. We rejoice. We sense the joy of heaven with us right now, that you are doing something special in Tim and Megan's life and their family's life. And yes, we ask now that you would fill them again with your Holy Spirit as we lay hands upon them, Lord. We ask for a greater anointing, Lord, a double portion of that Spirit to fall upon him and Megan and give them insight and wisdom and strength and energy of how and when to continue to minister to us here at Calvary Chapel Perfect Love and do all the great work that you are doing in them and through this church, Lord. Glorify yourself in Tim and Megan's life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.